Stevenson University welcomes you to this presentation of Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net. This broadcast is presented in part by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Mustang Stadium on Owings Mills Boulevard, Coca-Cola, PMM Companies. Now, Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse.
It's back to work for the Mustangs. This game tonight marks game two of a four-game stretch in 8 days for Stevenson after a week in between games between Albright and Lynchburg. Tonight, the 6-4 Mustangs host the 4-7 Hood Blazers. We are in Commonwealth Conference play and in the thick of the run to the NCAA tournament. Good evening and welcome to Owings Mills, Maryland, inside Mustang Stadium. A little bit of drizzle coming down as we get set for tonight's matchup between Stevenson and Hood. I'm Sid Zweigbaum, flying solo up in the booth tonight. MC McFadden will be down on the field with Coach Cantabane in a couple minutes before we get started in this game. Stevenson coming into this one 2-0 in Commonwealth Conference play. They and Lebanon Valley are the only undefeated teams in conference play. Lebanon Valley on top of the conference standings at 3-0. Hood is at the other end of the spectrum. They are one of two unbeaten teams, 0-3 in conference play, along with Alvernia at the bottom of the standings. Stevenson, of course, coming off Saturday night's loss against number 5 Lynchburg at here at home, 13-8. Lynchburg in that game was outshot by the Mustangs 45-41. Stevenson won 17 out of 26 faceoffs. Mustangs were nearly perfect on clears. They won the ground ball battle. Everything but the saves department, where Chris Hawley had 15 saves for Lynchburg. Ben Richards just 8 saves, and the Mustangs dropped that one 13-8. They never had a lead in the game after falling behind 3-0. The closest they made it was tied 5-5. For Hood, they come in off a 9-2 loss last Wednesday at home against Messiah. In fact, they've lost 3 in a row and 4 of their last 5. You see a home loss on March 28th against Widener, a 13-2, a loss on the road at Lebanon Valley, 12-9. So they were in the thick of that one against the team with the best conference record in the Commonwealth. They did beat Delaware Valley 9-7 on the road. That is a non-conference matchup, and a couple other non-conference losses preceding that as well for these 4-7 Blazers. Take a look at the stats from last year when these two teams met. It was all Stevenson dominating in Frederick, 15-1 on the road. The Mustangs in control from start to finish at Thomas Athletic Field. Stevenson 86 shots last year to just 12 for Hood. You see 34 saves for Blazers goalies. So the Mustangs got 49 of their 86 shots on goal. Stevenson, a huge advantage in ground balls. Faceoffs, not that big of an edge, 13-7. Stevenson, 18 turnovers. Hood with 46 of them. The Mustangs, 2-for-5 with the extra man. Hood, 0-for-4. So it's a couple of programs in opposite places. The Mustangs, though, in an opposite situation, just 3-3 at home, looking to tonight to reestablish their dominance here at Mustang Stadium. We'll take a break right now in Owings Mills. When we come back, we'll hear from Mustangs head coach Paul Cantabene. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Hey, it's the Green Turtle of the Green Turtle Sports Bar and Grill. So I like to hang close to home. And not because it takes me forever to get anywhere. It's just nice to have a local hangout like the Green Turtle. The place is always filled with friendly faces, and you know we're going to have that dish you love, like our legendary crab dip and certified Angus beef burgers. Heck, stop by often enough, and one of our bartenders will be pouring your favorite drink before you can say, "I'll have the usual." And you know all those mugs hanging above the bar? They belong to the more than 30,000 Mug Club members who have made the Green Turtle their watering hole. That pretty much says it all. So stay local and head down to the Green Turtle near you. You can be here in no time, even if you're a turtle. Hey, want to try something new? Check out the Green Turtle's first ever shareable drink, Hell in the Shell. It's 64 ounces of grown-up fun in a giant turtle shell. So grab a few friends and pull up a straw.
Back to the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show, powered by SFMSports.net.
Sid Zweigbaum back with you at Mustang Stadium, getting set for number 8 Stevenson taking on Hood. We talked about the goalie situation, how goalies were so key against Lynchburg on Saturday night. Well, with that in mind, take a look at our player to watch for the Mustangs, and that is tonight's starting goalie, which is Connor Skeen, the junior out of Towson, getting his first career start for the Mustangs. In fact, it's possible Connor could play more tonight than he has in his entire career as a Mustang. He's only played 6 minutes and 46 seconds this season, 2 saves, no goals allowed, all that time coming against Albright on a couple of Saturdays ago on March 28th, that 18-7 win. In 3 years as a Mustang, Skeen has just played in 5 games and 34 minutes and 28 seconds of playing time, 1 goal allowed and 5 saves. So he is getting the start tonight over Ben Richards, which should be an interesting thing to follow throughout the night. And we have Mustangs head coach Paul Cantamene standing by. So let's go downstairs to MC and Paul. MC?
Thank you, sir. Saturday night.
Sorry about a little bit of problem downstairs with our mic on the field with head coach Paul Cantamene. But next time we hear from MC, we'll get the answers to what coach was saying. She was going to ask him about the goalie situation. And in fact, if Connor is starting the game with a chance to earn playing time throughout the rest of the year, or is this just a spot where he can get all of his goalies or many of them into one game? So that's certainly something we'll talk to MC about when we go downstairs in between quarters. Again, apologize for the technical difficulties. It's real cloudy here at Mustang Stadium, and also we might be getting a little bit of precipitation down on the field as well. Well, we'll take a break here at Mustang Stadium. We'll be right back with a look at our tail of the tape in tonight's starting lineup. This is the Mustangs Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Something I discovered in myself is that if I have a goal, I can accomplish it.
It's a well-rounded experience.
At a Division III school, you're primarily a student athlete, so the school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual.
It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
Back to the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. Sid Zweigbaum getting you set for this opening faceoff between Hood and Stevenson. Let's take a look at our tail of the tape between the 4-7 Blazers of Hood and the 6-4 Mustangs of Stevenson. Stevenson coming to this one averaging 11.6 goals a game scored. Hood just 6.1. Stevenson 46.6 shots. Hood just 26.9. Mustangs 35.6 ground balls a game. Hood right around 30. Faceoffs do favor Hood. They are at 53% to Stevenson's 52%. We know that's something the Mustangs have really been focusing on, getting Sam Wyatt involved in faceoffs the last couple of games, and they dominated against Lynchburg, but still winning 17 out of 26 on Saturday night, and the Mustangs still right around the 50% mark on faceoffs. We're used to seeing that closer to 60%. Turnover, Stevenson turning over 19 times a game. Hood right around 23. Mustangs 51% with the extra man. Hood at 32%. Hood allowing 9.9 goals a game. Stevenson allowing 9.3 goals per meeting in this contest. We'll take one last break for the national anthem. We'll be right back with our starting lineups in the opening faceoff. Stevenson and Hood coming up next. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus.
I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles.
At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result in my mind is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
Hello? No way. Dude, really?
OMG, OMG, I just heard. They're here, they're here.
Stand up and holler. The chicken has limbs.
They're tastier than ever and ready for loving. McDonald's new Chicken Select Tenders. Just $2.99 for a three-piece. 100% chicken tenderloin, 100% yours. Whether it's tenderness you've been missing or tenderness you need to try, this chicken hits the spot.
Try your little tenderness.
Get yours before they're gone. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only.
This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Stevenson University Mustangs.
Two schools divided by less than 60 miles getting set to face off in lacrosse. Stevenson and Hood, rivals by nature just based on how close the two schools are and the fact that they're the two closest schools to each other in this newly formed Middle Atlantic Conferences that they joined, both teams coming over from the Capital Athletic Conference. These two teams know each other very well. They actually played four times this year in men's basketball, with Stevenson winning three out of four. Let's get to tonight's starters. First for Hood, we start with their attack. They go with number two, Malik Brown, who's got three goals and an assist on the season. He's flanked by number 20, Gio Sanfilippo, and number 37, Sean Murphy. They're starting midfielders. This is their face-off unit, is the face-off specialist, number one, Zach Kaufman. He's joined by the long stick, number three, Jared Bileski, and they are flanked by number 36, Brandon McCormick. On defense, they go at number 17, Miguel Caruso, number 40, James Weger, and number 44, Tucker Palmer, and the goalie is the big fella, number 39, Joey McCullough, 6'1". They list him at 348 pounds. For Stevenson, starting on attack, the revolving door of third attack continues tonight as we got our fourth different third attackman, and that will be number 44, Matt Tompkins. Tompkins, we've seen play that crease attack position with the extra man unit, now getting a chance to start as an attackman, moving up from second-line midfield. He's flanked by the dynamic duo of number two, Pat Cannon, and number three, Steven Bannock. First-line middies for the Mustangs, no changes here. Number 11, Billy Burgoyne. Number 15, Tony Rossi. And number 34, Colin Dabney. The defense is also the same. Number 10, Cal Robinson. Number 20, Taylor Morgan. And number 32, Chad Williams. And as we talked about in the pregame, our Mustangs player to watch tonight is the starting goalie, number six, Connor Skeen, getting his first career start. Skeen, the junior, great size, 6'4", 210, out of Towson, Maryland, Towson High School, making his first career start as a Mustang. Stevenson, in another home jersey. This time they're going to go with all white, white shorts, green numbers, green trim. A lot of the players wearing neon green cleats or neon green socks. Hood in their road navy navy blue uniforms, navy blue shorts, white numbers, white trim along the arms of their jerseys. They wear kind of almost a long sleeve baseball cut kind of jersey. The weather tonight, it's warm for the season, or warmer than warm enough, 68 degrees in Owings Mills as we get set for faceoff. There's a couple of fans with ponchos on already, a couple of fans with umbrellas out as well. 35% chance of rain at 8 o'clock. It increases to 65% at 10 and 95% at 11. Could see some thunderstorms associated with that rain as well. So hopefully we get to play all 60 consecutive minutes here tonight. Usually, if there's lightning spotted in the in the distance or above, we would have to wait till that passes. But let's hope we don't have to go there. Mustangs will attack right to left. Buonimo will take the faceoff for Stevenson. Connor Corot playing in his 80th game as a Mustang to his left. Ruffalo to the right. Buonimo, 53% on the season. Kaufman, 51%. We are underway as Buonimo and Kaufman fight for it. It's loose at midfield. Six-man pileup. Ruffalo able to kick it, now get his stickhead loose, and it's still popped up in the air, and it bounces into the offensive restraining box for Hood, and Taylor Morgan tracks it down for the Mustangs. So it took about 22 seconds to control that faceoff. Nice long pass ahead from Morgan to Buonimo. Buonimo spinning through a double team, lost, and it's taken away by Caruso with the ground ball for Hood. Now he'll work on the clear. They get it ahead to Tucker Palmer, number 44. Now Palmer has it knocked away by Robinson at midfield, bounces back across midfield, and a push from behind called against Stevenson. The referees will give it to Hood just north of midfield. Nick Masucci gets it ahead, and now into the box is number 8, Luke Slick. They'll bring out their first string middies. Alex Villegas, number 34, on, along with number 5, Ty Foster. Foster is Hood's leading scorer with 15 goals and 4 assists. This is Villegas down the right side, up top to Foster. Foster threw it behind the target. Slick, but Slick came back to it. Now it's back to Foster. Foster with Ruffalo on him goes to Villegas. Villegas spinning, had it knocked out of his stick, had his stick knocked out completely. Granada bats it near midfield, and Pat Cannon scoops it. Minute and a half gone by, and we are scoreless here at Mustang Stadium. Important for the Mustang offense to get going here tonight against a team that's allowing just under 10 goals a game. Stevenson on the season scoring just 9.3 a night. Bannock down the right side, hit the outside of the net, and Joey McCullough scoops it up for the Blazers, and the Blazers going to work on another clear. Back to McCullough, now to the far side to Palmer with the long pole. Back to McCullough. Stevenson, 10-man riding. That means Skeens out of the net, and that pass goes through everybody at midfield. It'll go over the end line. Skeen will track it down. Again, with the weather, Skeen wearing sweatpants in the cage, so that pass ends up being a turnover by the Blazers. Now Morgan trying to get it across midfield for the Mustangs. Long bounce pass ahead to Burgoyne. Actually almost bounced over his head. Did a good job to jump and save it and keep it in bounds. Rossi on for the Mustangs. Rossi driving down the right side. Rossi goes right through two defenders. Rossi in front, behind the back, goal for Stevenson. Tony Rossi, nice individual effort. And Rossi's got his 7th goal of the season. That one is going to be unassisted. It comes with 12:23 to go in the first period of play. It could be a long night for these Blazers. This is the first ranked opponent on Hood's schedule, coming off a couple of lopsided games against Widener and Messiah at home. Buonimo and Kaufman facing off 12:23 to go in the first. It's batted toward the Mustang offensive restraining box, and Crow scoops it up, gets it to Pat Cannon. Cannon behind the cage to Tompkins, now to the near side to Bannock. Bannock behind the cage. Now on the left wing, Bannock up top to Dabney. Dabney over to Rossi. Rossi's got a long pull on him. Rossi down the right side, shooting on the run, and scoring his second of the night is Tony Rossi. Two goals in 29 seconds for Rossi, and it's 2-0 Mustangs. Rossi with a high shot, right hand. He went top left corner. 2-0 Stevenson. Sam Wyatt taking this faceoff for the Mustangs. Wyatt moved early. And Kaufman will have it on the restart. Both of Rossi's goals unassisted. Slick goes behind the cage. He's got Ruffalo on him. Ruffalo's got that stick up high. Williams hit it out of his stick and out of bounds, so that'll be Stevenson ball. Slick didn't feel the double team coming. Long pass ahead to Robinson. Robinson ahead to Connor Corot. Corot right to left. Mustangs in transition. Granada to Bannock. Bannock behind the cage to Tompkins. In front of Cannon. He couldn't handle a pass, but it went in anyway. Cannon couldn't make the catch. It hit off his stick. And it just rolled in. It ends up being an accidental deflection. Pat Cannon will take it. Matt Tompkins will get the assist. And Cannon, it just hit right off the head of his stick. Still had enough on it from the pass to beat the goalie. And it's 3-0 Stevenson. Timeout taken by Hood with 11:17 to go in the first.
Matt Cannon, assist 244, Matt Tompkins at 11:17.
Blazers head coach Brad Barber calling timeout. Barber in his second season. He's a graduate of Robert Morris, D1 program where he played defense for 4 years. He's 8-19 so far. In his first year, the Blazers scored 111 goals, which is the second best total in school history, and they allowed the third fewest goals in school history, 157. He improved the team by 2 wins in his first year, going 4-12, and the Blazers already equaling last year's win total at 4-7 entering tonight's game. So Barber, very young coach, hired at the age of 23 in July of 2013. He was the youngest coach in Division III, youngest head coach at the time of his hiring. He sends his Blazers back on the field. It's 3-0 Stevenson, 11:17 to go in the first. Kaufman and Wyatt. Kaufman pushed it forward, but Flanagan comes up with the ground ball for Stevenson. And Lito Flanagan, the freshman out of San Antonio, Texas, gets it into the box now. Goes to Alex Hardwick. Hardwick waiting for new group of middies. Kyle D'Onofrio out there. Dylan Moody and Hardwick going to stay out for a little bit on this line. Moody over to Hardwick. Hardwick one-on-one with the short stick. Hardwick down the right side shooting, and that one went high and wide. Five shots already for the Mustangs. Cannon, turnaround shot. Looks like it got deflected, and it went over the far sideline. Bannock will put it back in play with 10:37 to go in the first. Hardwick to D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio down the left side. Behind the cage to Cannon. Nobody on him there. Hardwick cutting in. McCullough the save. Cannon behind the back pass on the rebound. Bannock is stuffed by McCullough. And the Blazers scoop it up. Outlet pass to Caruso. Caruso goes around Moody, gets it across midfield. Now he's trapped there. Williams knocked it out of his stick, goes over the sideline. It'll be Mustang ball on the restart. Here's Dylan Moody. Head to Pat Cannon. Cannon to Bannock, to Hardwick, shooting on the run. Shot it wide. Tompkins will put it back in play. 9:56 to go in the first. Rossi back into the game for the Mustangs, along with Dabney. And Burgoyne for the Mustangs. So three seniors in midfield. Here's Bannock down the left side looking for a cutter. It's Tompkins in front, and McCullough makes the save and has it in his stick. So after three quick goals by the Mustangs, three saves for McCullough, and the Blazers will try to get across midfield. This is Masucci, and he does get it into the stick of Luke Slick, number eight. Slick into the box. He's quickly doubled there by Ruffalo, and Rossi had it taken away by Ruffalo, and the Mustangs just swarming at every opportunity. Outlet pass to Corot. Corot across midfield. Mustangs operating in transition. Blazers do a good job of making changes and getting the right personnel on the field. Nobody's on Rossi now. Rossi shot it, hit the side of the pipe, the outside of the post. McCullough scoops it up. Long outlet pass caught on the run by Rudy Garcia. Garcia cross midfield. Garcia into the box and now retreats to safety. High pass down low for Sanfilippo. And the Blazers will try to work. This is their second offensive possession. This is Ty Foster, leading scorer. Had it knocked out of his stick by Jesse Horn. Horn, again, knocking it out of Foster's stick and out of bounds. That'll be Mustang's ball. And Stevenson gets it across midfield. Billy Burgoyne, 8:22 to go in the first period of play. It's 3-0 Stevenson. Two goals by Rossi, one by Cannon. Here's Dabney down the left side, drawing the slide, wide open Burgoyne up top. Burgoyne faked the pass, low shot, McCullough there with the save. So out of that timeout, he's made four saves. Now Caps try to get across midfield. Tompkins good on the ride out. Bannock comes over to double team, and now they work it back to the goalie, McCullough. McCullough to Garcia, who made a tough catch and got it across midfield to Villegas. Villegas trying to get it into the box on Ruffalo. Able to do so. Now the Blazers, again, have a chance to cut into this lead. Number seven, Jack Zuckerberg, on for the first time. Zuckerberg, a 6-foot junior out of Silver Spring. Zuckerberg down the left side. D'Onofrio Burgoyne out there on defense. This is unusual for them, but Coach Cantabene may be trying to get his players used to a little two-way action just in case they get stuck in the future out on defense. Murphy behind the cage. Bad pass to Villegas, taken away by Burgoyne. Burgoyne right to left across midfield. Mustangs have a 5-on-4. Burgoyne to D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio in front of Cannon, spinning, shooting, and he put it wide as McCullough stands tall, goes over the end line. And the Mustangs not home to back it up. Paul Danko came on at attack. And Hood with another stop on defense. McCullough, the goalie, walking it out toward the edge of his own box. McCullough, long pass. He's shooting for the goal, and it went just wide left. McCullough tried to fire it the length of the field with Skeen out of the net, and he got it over his head, but it just went wide. Joey McCullough went for it all there and came up just short, or just wide left. Connor Corot behind the net. Dendanko now to the near side to Bannock. Bannock setting it up from the invert. Now he's parallel to the goal line to the left. Bannock spins by his man. Bannock trying to get in front. McCullough got a piece, but Bannock was in the crease, and it's no goal. McCullough got a piece. It went in. But Bannock was in the crease. That bounce pass goes past Garcia into the stick of Williams. Now Williams trapped by Malik Brown and Garcia. They go back to the goalie, Skeen. So Connor Skeen getting his first touch. Good outlet pass to Hardwick. Hardwick into the box. Hardwick wide open. Danko one-on-one. And he's stuffed by McCullough. We're going to give it back to the Blazers. I believe Danko may have been in the crease there after he shot it. McCullough outlet pass to Palmer, and Danko was stuffed one-on-one by McCullough. Robinson picks up the ground ball. It's ahead to John Bercy. So head coach Paul Cantabene going deep into his bench already in the first. Alex Nieves on with Hardwick and Moody. Moody down the left side, so Moody getting a couple of offensive shifts. Hardwick cutting down the middle, shooting, and that went wide. Danko picks up the rebound. That pass is going to roll near midfield, and a good save there by Ruffalo. He had to swat it back across midfield. Remember, can't scoop it anymore, or that's like a backcourt in basketball. Danko across the middle, shooting it wide. So Paul Danko, 9 goals, 2 assists. On the season, trying to get something going here. Bannock puts it back in play. Moody into the box, spinning to Nieves. So this is Moody's second offensive shift. Nieves shooting. It looked like his stick got whacked as he shot it high over the net. Bannock put it back in play. 4:25 to go in the first. Stevenson in control, 3-0. Out shooting Hood, 17-1. Bannock's pass over the head of Nieves. Alex has to retreat near midfield. Over to Hardwick. That pass, too hard for Hardwick. He's uncontestedly goes and scoops it near midfield, and he'll bring it into the box down the left side. Hardwick went by one man, got it to Cannon behind the cage. Cannon cradling in the left, looking for cutters, now switches to his right hand. Under 4 to go in the first. Cannon, low pass in front, and another one that's going to roll near midfield. Moody able to track it down with very little pressure on him. Mustangs been inaccurate with their passing on this possession. Moody with a low shot, another save by McCullough. McCullough, long outlet pass. He's pretty good with his passing as well. Penalty coming against the Mustangs near midfield as McCormick was trying to get it ahead to Brown. McCormick got slashed from behind. And the referee threw 2 flags. Robinson tried to make nice by handing him the ball, and the referee wasn't having it. So let's see. Moody's going to get one, I believe, and Robinson. So they just have Robinson in the box for a minute. 3:22 to go in the first. See if the Blazers can get something going with their first extra man opportunity of the night. They're converting at a rate of the season at 32%. That shot went wide. Mustangs have held their opponents to 29.6% this season. Been pretty good in this department. Pass up top to Villegas. Villegas back to Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg's pass off the stick of Villegas, but it's scooped up by Villegas. Haven't seen number 4, Patrick O'Brien, the second leading scorer for Hood, who wears number 4. Have not seen him out on the field. Sanfilippo over to Zuckerberg. Back to Sanfilippo. Good passing here to Drulinger. Drulinger up top to Foster. Foster fires a bounce shot, and it went over the cage. It was online. 2:32 to go, 9 seconds left on the man up. Couple of errant shots by the Blazers. They set up Foster again. He shoots it, and right into the stick of Skeen. Easy save there for Connor, and that gets him involved in the game. Long bounce pass ahead, hit off the knee of Connor Crow. Malik Brown takes it back. Now Brown had it knocked out of his stick. It's flipped forward. Foster has it for the Blazers. Ty Foster down the near sideline. Foster double-teamed. He's in trouble. Crow and Williams on him. Ball came out, and Connor takes it away, and he'll go back to Connor Skeen. Now to Ruffalo. Ruffalo trying to avoid the ride behind the back bounce pass to Connor Carreau. Carreau into the box for the Mustangs. 1:45 to go in the first. 3-0 Stevenson. They got 3 goals, bang, 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 in 66 seconds. They've been off the mark since there. Tompkins going down the right alley. Tompkins trying to split the D. Tompkins does, but by the time the third defender came over, Tompkins had shot it high and over the cage. 1:29 to go in the first period. Cannon and Bannock play catch behind the cage. Bannock coming out from the left side. Now he puts on the brakes. Bannock to Tompkins, left wing. Tompkins, shot and a score for Matt Tompkins. He beat McCullough on the post side. First goal of the night for Matt Tompkins. 4-0 Stevenson, 1:12 to go in the first. Tompkins, the nice dodge, and he got McCullough off of the post a little bit by heading toward the middle. Shot it back toward the left side of the cage. It's 4-0 Stevenson. Another unassisted goal for the Mustangs. Four nothing Stevenson. 1:12 to go in the first. Buonimo and Kaufman facing off. Kaufman pops it up in the air. Granada's got it for Stevenson. And now Granada ahead to Bannock. Bannock behind the cage to Paul Danko. Danko over to Cannon. So Tompkins scores and heads to the bench. First line middies out there. Rossi, Dabney, and Burgoyne. Rossi down the right side. He's just too fast. Goes behind the cage to Cannon. Cannon back to Burgoyne. Burgoyne ducks in, shoots, and scores. Billy Burgoyne makes it 5-0 Mustangs. They come in bunches, and that's two in the last 30 seconds for the Mustangs. Burgoyne made the catch with his defender on him. Just an up-and-under dodge. Another unassisted goal for the Mustangs. 43.3 to go in the first. It's 5-0 Stevenson. Buonimo and Kaufman. Buonimo wins it himself. Buonimo head to Bannock. Now to Caro. Back to Bannock on the left side. Behind the cage to Danko. Danko. Over to Cannon. Cannon looks at the clock, the opposite end of the field. Sees 25 seconds. Now to Dabney. 18 seconds. Dabney right in front of head coach Paul Candabene on the right wing. Dabney making a couple moves. Draws a double over to Danko. Shot it low, and McCullough has had his number. McCullough, another save with 5 seconds left. Hood at midfield. This is McCormick with 1 second left, and time expires on this Blazers possession. All Mustangs, all the time in the first. It's 5-0 Stevenson after one. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
This season, never miss a single goal with the Mustang Sports Network.
Taylor Morgan, transfer out of Maryland. Right down the middle, he shoots and scores!
Watch all men's and women's lacrosse home games live at GoMustangSports.com. If you can't be near a computer, listen on your mobile device. Just visit SFMSports.net and tap on Listen Live. After the game, come back for our post-game chats with the coaches and student athletes.
You got Pat Cannon back with Stephen Bannock. They do a lot of the same things.
Pat's just a goal scorer. You know, he makes plays and stuff, and he's able to finish from tough angles and feed, and he's just such a tough guard.
The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net. This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Sid Zweigbaum back at Mustang Stadium. Stevenson leading Hood 5-0. Let's go downstairs to MC McFadden, who's right in the Mustangs huddle.
Yes, Sid, in the Mustangs huddle. Message there from Panabene. He really likes what they're doing in the game. He wants his, obviously, put the ball in the goal as opposed to a stick. McCullough from Hood gave up 3 quick goals to Stevenson. 6 or 7 or 8, however many, you know the answer to that, saves in a row. The other thing that they've changed tonight is they have Matt Tompkins in the attacking, like him there, and the message from defensive end is keep doing what you're doing, because they're not letting Hood get anything going.
All right, thank you, MC. So the Mustangs, obviously dominant on defense in the first. They lead 5-0. They're out shooting Hood 22-4. Stevenson winning the opening faceoff to start the second as the Mustangs will attack left to right. Tompkins getting his first start of the season. Golden assist in the first for Stevenson. It could be one of those games where nobody really gets a chance to pile up the points with so many different players getting involved. Dabney down the left side behind the cage to Tompkins. Quick pass to Cannon. Cannon flipped it over toward the middle. Two cutters were there, and it rolls to Bannock, who came in for the ground ball to keep the possession alive. Cannon down the right side. Behind the cage. Wegger on him. Cannon looking for a cutter in front. It's Tompkins, makes a tough catch. Had it knocked out of his stick by Wegger, and it's scooped up by Palmer. So a takeaway by the Blazers. And they will try to get a clear down the left side. They throw it away. Ruffalo the steal. Here comes Dabney. Hood doing a good job recovering. After that takeaway, Ruffalo shot it wide to the left. Tompkins there to back it up, though. And the Mustangs will keep possession. 13:43 to go in the first. Tompkins behind the cage to Cannon. Now to Burgoyne, over to Rossi. Rossi takes a pick from Burgoyne. Rossi down the right side. Rossi in front for Bannock. That pass knocked down. And they're going to give it to Blazers again. I think Bannock in the crease there was the call. So Stevenson turns it over. Take a look at our first half stats real quick as the Blazers get it across midfield to Wegger. Wegger had it knocked out of his stick and taken away by Dabney. Hood was outshot 22-4 in the first. Stevenson a 15-4 advantage in ground balls. Mustangs 5-for-6 on faceoffs. Hood 6-of-10 on clears. Stevenson 8-of-9. 7 saves for McCullough, 1 for Skeen. 10 turnovers by Hood, 4 for Stevenson. Those are first quarter stats. A couple of minutes gone by in the second. Tompkins at Dabney. He ripped it. And it's 6-0 Mustangs. Tompkins. Second assist of the night for Tompkins as Dabney scores his first goal of the night. 12:43 to go in the second. It's 6-0 Stevenson. And the funny thing about Tompkins with 2 assists tonight, he came into this one with 10 goals and 0 assists. That was just a laser by Dabney on the replay as McCullough had his stick covering the right post and Dabney shot to the left post and McCullough never had a chance. Face-off violation against the Blazers, so it's another win for Sam Wyatt as he and Wanamo have now won 9 out of 10 face-offs. Tompkins behind the cage, over to Moody, 6-0 Stevenson. D'Onofrio behind the cage. Looking for a cutter in front. It's Tompkins. Tompkins passes back out to Cannon. It passes knocked down by Wegger, number 40. Still loose. The first one to it was Patrick O'Leary. O'Leary had it knocked out of his stick. They're still fighting for it. And a push called against Hood. We go back to Stevenson. 11:57 to go in the second. 6-0 Mustangs. Hardwick at the top of the box. Short stick on him. Draws the slide. That pass off of D'Onofrio's stick and out of play. And it'll be Blazers ball deep in their own end as they try to work it out right to left. Cross midfield is Villegas, number 34, waiting for help. He flips it to Rudy Garcia, number 42. Garcia slips down, lost the ball, but it went right to Slick, number 8. Slick to Malik Brown. Brown, just his second touch of the game for the freshman attack out of Frederick. So a real local product, staying local. Starting for Hood as a freshman, Brown had it knocked out of his stick by number 9, Taylor Morgan. Trying to save it on the end line was Chad Williams. Brown there to pick it up. Brown now double-teamed behind the cage, looking for help. Pass out to Ty Foster. Foster to Villegas. Villegas has 10 goals and 8 assists on the season. Villegas, nice move, shoots and scores. Villegas, a left-handed shot, went bottom right, and Connor Skeen was beaten by that shot. 10:41 to go, Blazers on the board. 11th goal of the season for Alex Villegas, and it's 6-1.
Foot goal, scored by number 34, Alex Villegas, unassisted at 10:41, his 11th goal of the season, and 6-1.
Guantanamo facing off with Kaufman. Kaufman moved early. And Granada puts it back in play for the Mustangs. 10.5 to go in the first half. It's 6-1 Stevenson. Bannock over to D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio out there with Pritchett and Nieves. Second line middies for the Mustangs. Nieves on the run. Left-hand shot. McCullough got a piece with his body. And D'Onofrio scoops up the rebound on the near sideline. Up top to Pritchett. Pritchett draws the slide. Pritchett down the left side, uncontested. And McCullough, another kick save. And Durkhart with the scoop for the Blazers. Got it ahead to Palmer. Palmer taken down from behind across midfield by Nieves. And a flag coming against the Mustangs. And Hood will get the extra man opportunity. 9:51 to go in the first half.
Here's the penalty on number 5, Alex Nieves.
Penalty is tripping 1 minute on Nieves. Blazers 0-for-1 with the extra man. We saw them try to set up Foster a couple times on their first possession. Drulinger on for the man up situation. Got 5 goals, 2 assists on the season. Drulinger with it at the top of the box to Villegas, the goal scorer. Now over to Foster. They switch spots. Foster winds and fires. And Skeen made a save on a low shot. And a rebound scooped up by Cal Robinson. He bounces it across midfield to Moody. Moody into the box. Mustangs still have 27 seconds of man down to kill off. And Moody is not being pressured down the right sideline. He's parallel to the goal line, now going to the invert. So Blazers content here to let the Mustangs kill off the penalty. Corot behind the cage, showing speed toward the cage. Now passes out to Rossi. We're back to 6-on-6, so no harm done on the penalty by Nieves. Tompkins on for the Mustangs. Over to Cannon, now to Bannock. Dabney on the left side, goes behind the case of Bannock to Cannon. Up top to Rossi. Rossi full head of steam. Rossi shooting left-handed on the run. High and wide. And the Mustangs will put it back in play with 8:22 to go. Cannon behind the cage. Over to Bannock. Bannock up top to Burgoyne. To Rossi. Rossi catches and sprints it behind the cage to Cannon. Cannon had trouble making the catch initially, now gets it back. Panic. Over to Burgoyne, and Burgoyne couldn't handle the pass, and it went off his stick and over the near sideline right beneath me. And Masucci will put it back in play and get it across midfield. And then he stepped right toward the sideline, and Burgoyne shoved him out of bounds. And it'll be Stevenson ball. So not a good look there by Masucci. Flanagan shooting and a save made by McCullough. Flanagan with the long pull. And now this is scooped up by the Blazers. Caruso cross midfield. Caruso with the long pull. Tried to shuffle into the box. Had it knocked out of his stick. Before he could do so, timeout called by the Blazers. 7:29 to go in the first half. Hood using their second timeout. You can download the new Stevenson Athletics Front Row app and stay up to date on the latest in Stevenson University athletics. This app gives you inside access to live stats, box scores, news updates, game recaps, and live broadcasts. Get the Stevenson Athletics Front Row app in the iTunes or Google Play app stores. So Blazers head coach Brad Barber using his second and final timeout of the first half. 6-1, Hood scored the most recent goal of the game. They've gotten a couple of stops, a couple of good saves by the goalie, McCullough. And he wanted to ensure that his team able to get a good possession after getting a stop there. Mustangs on top, 6-1. Not the only team in the area putting up a six spot so far. If you're a baseball fan, Orioles already on top of the Rays, 6-0 in the second inning. 7:29 to go in this first half. Stevenson on top of Hood, 6-1. Hood will have a restart just outside the box. They'll put in the stick of Villegas, and Robinson will try to take it away. Villegas goes down low to Sanfilippo. Sanfilippo has Corot on him with short stick. Sanfilippo sees a double, passed it up top to Villegas. Villegas couldn't handle the pass, and it's scooped up and taken away by Ruffalo. Ruffalo across midfield. Mustangs numbers in transition. Granada shoots it high over the net. He went for the underhand shot. Mustangs will get it back in play. Danko working with the attackmen. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Stevenson on top, 6-1. Moody getting an offensive shift here with Hardwick and D'Onofrio at midfield. Bannock behind the cage, coming around from the left side. Bannock, quick turnaround shot, went wide. Candon almost was able to catch it and keep it in play, but it rolls over the end line. Cannon will put it back in play. Quickly to Bannock. Bannock on Palmer. Now they double-team Bannock as he comes around from the right side. Bannock shooting it left-handed. McCullough got a piece and kept it out. He scoops it up in the cage. McCullough floats it to the far side to Palmer. Palmer had trouble with it. Now he goes back to McCullough. Goalie is out with the 10-man ride. McCullough already tried to score once. Guess he's been instructed not to do that. So he goes to Wegger on the near side. Wegger floats it across midfield to Capps. Capps couldn't handle the pass. Went off his stick into the box. Robinson scoops it up in the Mustangs' defensive end. Now Dom DeFazio, number 18, on ahead to Jesse Horn at midfield. To Moody. And the Mustangs slowing it down. 5:45 to go in the first half. Moody on the right wing. Switching to his left hand. Moody up top to Pritchett. Pritchett back to Moody. Moody on the near side. Fakes a little handoff to D'Onofrio. Got a step, a low shot. Good idea by Moody, but he put it wide. Mustangs putting it back in play. 5.5 to go. Bannock behind the cage. Bannock shooting it high and wide. Danko there to back it up. Danko up top to Moody. Near side to Pritchett. Pritchett full head of steam down the right alley. Lowers his shoulder, shoots and scores. Morgan Pritchett, his first of the night. Pritchett with his fourth goal of the season. That makes it 7-1. Stevenson. Pritchett just put it right above the helmet of Joey McCullough. And McCullough couldn't get his stick there in time. 7-1 Stevenson. Another unassisted goal for the Mustangs. Five of their seven goals have been unassisted, and that was something that talked about Saturday night, is how almost all of Lynchburg's goals came with an assist. Buonimo winning the ensuing faceoff, which is a product of crisp passing, and mostly tonight for the Mustangs, it's been a lot of individual efforts, and their athleticism advantage over Hood is extremely visible just with the eye test. Bannock up top to Pritchett. Pritchett now going to go down the left alley to Bannock. Quick pass up top to Nieves, who fields it on one hop. Nieves cuts to his right. Fake the pass. Goes back up top to Pritchett. Pritchett started left, now to his right. Shooting on the run. And that one off the mark. Mustangs will put it back in play. Ryan Kirby on for the first time, number one, the right side. Kirby passes to Danko, and getting Danko is denied. McCullough got a piece and then hit the pipe. Outlet pass by McCullough to Garcia. Good pass to Caruso. Caruso across midfield, right to left. Caruso veers off, goes to Masucci. Masucci trying to get into the box, able to do so. Now back out toward midfield to Villegas. Villegas waiting for Foster. Foster makes the catch. Foster down the right alley. Foster looking for a man in front. That pass knocked down by Robinson. Robinson with the cause turnover. Nice long pass ahead to Crow. He couldn't find it in the lights, and now he's able to scoop up the ball off the ground to Ruffalo. Stevenson making changes, getting their first line middies back out there. Burgoyne, Dabney, Rossi. Mustangs attacking left to right ahead 7-1. Dabney down the left side. Pointing a stick low now. Goes to Bannock to Cannon. Cannon, quick pass to Burgoyne. Good ball movement here to Rossi. Rossi with a step toward the middle. Shoots and scores. Rossi's got a hat trick. It's 8-1 Mustangs, 2:58 to go in the first half. Rossi with a defender at his feet, scoring his third goal of the night. And the Mustangs lead it 8-1. Rossi now with 9 goals on the season. Hoffman and Wyatt facing off for the Mustangs.
Scored by number 15, Tony Rossi.
It's kicked forward and scooped up by Granada. Granada cross midfield for the Mustangs. Now a little flip to Cannon. Rossi back on for the Mustangs, so they're getting their first line middies. Another run here. Rossi behind the cage to Furman. Furman on for the first time at attack. So we've seen Tompkins, Danko, and Furman. Dabney steps into a shot and scores just inside the box. Second goal of the night for Colin Dabney. 9-1 Stevenson. Wyatt to face off with Kaufman. 9-1 Stevenson. 2:21 to go in the first half. Kaufman wins the faceoff. Kaufman quickly head shot from the left side. Stopped by Skeen. Murphy with the shot. It's scooped up by the Blazers. Sanfilippo has it near the end line. He's trying to get it out of danger. Able to get back to Murphy. Blazers with one of their better possessions here. Murphy to Slick. Now to Villegas. Villegas spinning away from Crow. Has it on the ground. Kyle Bosley, number 32, to Slick, up top to Foster. Foster switching hands against Granada. Foster draws the double, gets drilled, but got it to Villegas. Villegas, the lone goal scorer for Hood, spinning, shooting it wide. Blazers there to back it up. So two shots on this possession for the Blazers. Gets their total up to 8 in the first half. Minute 20 to go as they put it back in play. Sean Murphy, number 37, 7 goals on the season. Has Taylor Morgan on him. Morgan that wears number 20. We've got two Taylor Morgans for the Mustangs on defense, 20 and 9. 20 is getting a majority of the playing time for the Mustangs. Under a minute to go in the first half.
1 minute remaining. 1 minute remaining.
This is Bosley now. To Murphy. Murphy bobbled it. Got it back to Villegas. 38 seconds left. Villegas had it knocked out of his stick. It's going to be Stevenson ball. Flanagan ahead to Connor Corot. Corot into the box with 30 seconds left. Over to Granada. Granada high pass. And Candon had to use all 5'7" of his frame to make that leaping catch. 23.6 seconds to go in the first, and the Mustangs call timeout to set it up. They lead 9-1, and their head coach, Paul Cantabene, wants to talk this one over. Coach Cantabene, 162-44 in 11 years here at Stevenson, a winning percentage of 786. So he's won almost 80% of his games coached at Stevenson, and of course the national championship in 2013, trying to get his team geared up for another deep run in May. And the Mustangs to get into the NCAA tournament, to secure their spot. They're ranked 8th in the country. They will have to, or they can, lock up an automatic bid by winning this Commonwealth Conference. They've got Hood on Friday night. That game was supposed to be the opener back in February. It was postponed due to weather. And they're going to play that makeup game on Friday. Got a road game at Arcadia on Saturday. So that's why the 4 games in 8 days this week. And then things kind of slow down to 2 a week. Following Wednesday, they're at Alvernia, back home Saturday against Lebanon Valley. Mustangs put it back in play. D'Onofrio out near midfield to Moody. He shot that high and wide. 15 seconds left. Furman will get it back in play. Furman moving toward the middle with 10 seconds. Furman on his left hand bounced it wide. Goes over the end line with 6.7 left. And Cannon will put it back in play. Cannon on the restart to D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio, low shot. Kick save by McCullough at the buzzer. And that will get us to the half. Mustangs extend the lead to 8 at the break. Our score at the end of 30 minutes of play. The 8th-ranked Stevenson Mustangs lead the Hood Blazers by a score of 9-1. We'll take a break here at Mustang Stadium. We'll be right back with our first half stats and highlights. But before we do that, we will hear from Mustangs head coach Paul Cantabene as MC McFadden downstairs waiting for Coach Cantabene. Stevenson out shooting Hood 41-8 in that first half. And let's go downstairs to MC and head coach Paul Cantabene. MC?
Coach, good first half. I might add that your sideline is a little bit more calm during this game than I've seen the last couple of games.
Well, you know, we're playing a lot better offensively. Obviously, Hood's a little overmatched right now. We got to play better offensively, but we're doing a good job. But we got to shoot the ball a little bit better. Their goalie's played very well. He's a big kid, takes up a lot of net. But, you know, we're playing better and just building on what we have to do.
What about your defensive end? Your defense is not letting anything get it started by Hood.
Well, we let the one goal, unfortunately. I think it was a soft goal, but we'll get by it. And I think our defense is doing a good job pressuring them, getting out on them, or riding them really well, and giving our offense second chances.
A new look for you. We're seeing Tompkins in your attack, out of your midfield and into your attack tonight.
Yeah, Matt's been playing well lately. He's a dimensional kid who can play attack and back, and he's a tough guard, so, you know, he deserves to play more.
And finally, Coach, another thing that we don't always see from you and your team is the 10-man ride. Why are you using that tonight?
Well, we use it actually all the time. It's just tough to get into it sometimes against the better teams because they clear so well. They get out quicker. We didn't do a good job against Lynchburg getting into it. Tonight, we'll be able to get into it pretty quickly and giving them a hard problem, especially because their goalie's not too athletic. We're able to get on them pretty easily.
Any specific message you're going to give your team at halftime?
Well, I think we got to play better offensively still. I think we got to move better and we got to finish the ball better, and that's a big part of us. We're not shooting the ball so well this year, and we have to do a better job finishing our opportunities.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half.
9 goals on 41 shots for the Mustangs. They take an 8-goal lead into the break. Stevenson over Hood, 9-1. We'll take a break. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Hey, it's the Green Turtle of the Green Turtle Sports Bar and Grill. So I like to hang close to home. And not because it takes me forever to get anywhere. It's just nice to have a local hangout like the Green Turtle. The place is always filled with friendly faces, and you know we're going to have that dish you love, like our legendary crab dip and certified Angus beef burgers. Heck, stop by often enough, and one of our bartenders will be pouring your favorite drink before you can say, "I'll have the usual." And you know all those mugs hanging above the bar? They belong to the more than 30,000 Mug Club members who have made the Green Turtle their watering hole. That pretty much says it all. So stay local and head down to the Green Turtle near you. You can be here in no time, even if you're a turtle. Hey, want to try something new? Check out the Green Turtle's first ever shareable drink, Hell in the Shell. It's 64 ounces of grown-up fun in a giant turtle shell. So grab a few friends and pull up a straw.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
This is Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse on the Mustang Sports Network.
Powered by SFMSports.net.
Now, back to the booth for the first half recap and out-of-town scoreboard. The all-access halftime show starts now.
Halftime in Owings Mills, 9-1 Mustangs. Let's take a look at how we got there with our first half highlights, and it's a lot of Tony Rossi. Rossi, who was 30-goal scorer a year ago, just 6 coming into this one, and he wanted to get things going early. Splitting the D, behind-the-back shot by Rossi, made it 1-0 Stevenson, 12:23 to go. Rossi, right on way on the next shift, taking the pass from Dabney, sprinting down the right alley. Rossi doing it again, this time with the overhand shot. 2-0 Mustangs, 2 goals in 29 seconds, and they weren't done. It'll be 3 goals in 66 seconds as Candon missed it, but it went in anyway. Good saves here by McCullough after letting up 3 in a row on Hardwick and then on Bannock. He had 11 saves in the first half, but the Mustang offense getting another one late in the first. Matt Tompkins spinning back toward the middle, saw McCullough coming off the post. Tompkins, his first goal of the night. Made it 4-0 Stevenson, 1:12 to go in the first. And Stevenson not done. Burgoyne with his first goal of the night with 43.3 seconds left. That made it 5-0 Stevenson. We get to the second period of play. Colin Dabney showing off his rocket left-hand shot. 6-0 Mustangs at that point. A couple of minutes later, it's Alex Villegas with a goal. Coach Cantabene said he thought it was a soft one. Either way, it counts. It was 6-1 at that point. A lull in scoring for about 5 minutes till Morgan Pritchett went high on McCullough and made it 7-1. Rossi completing the hat trick late in the first half with that rocket. 8-1 Mustangs at that point. Colin Dabney not done, as he gets his second goal, that one from distance, and the Mustangs lead it 9-1 at the half. That's how we got there. Those are our first half highlights. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with stats and a look at the out-of-town scores, a couple of other top 20 teams in action tonight. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
This season, never miss a single goal with the Mustang Sports Network.
Taylor Morgan, transfer out of Maryland. We're right down the middle. He shoots and scores!
Watch all men's and women's lacrosse home games live at GoMustangSports.com. If you can't be near a computer, listen on your mobile device. Just visit SFMSports.net and tap on Listen Live. After the game, come back for our post-game chats with the coaches and student-athletes.
You got Pat Cannon back with Stephen Bannock. They do a lot of the same things.
Pat's just a goal scorer. You know, he makes plays and stuff, and he's able to finish from tough angles and feed, and he's just such a tough guard.
The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The second half is minutes away. Now, back to the Mustangs All-Access Halftime Show, powered by SFMSports.net.
Halftime in Owings Mills. Let's take a look at our first half stats. Stevenson outshooting Hood 41-8, a 26-12 advantage in ground balls for the Mustangs. Stevenson winning 10 out of 12 faceoffs clears. Hood 9 out of 16. Stevenson 13 of 14. Mustangs did not have a man-up opportunity. Hood 0 for 2 with the extra man. 11 saves for the Blazers goalie McCullough, 2 for Skeen, for the Mustangs. 16 turnovers by Hood, 8 for Stevenson. Goal scoring for the Mustangs, 3 for Rossi, 2 for Dabney, 1 each for Tompkins, Candon, Pritchett, and Burgoyne. 2 assists for Tompkins, 1 for Candon, and Alex Villegas, the lone goal for Hood. Let's take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by GoMustangSports.com. Other top 20 teams in action include number one Tufts, who is down 5-3 at home to Bates as they get ready to start the third. No upset in Amherst. They beat Connecticut College 13-10. Number two RIT handles number 19 Nazareth 15-10 at home. And at home, number 20 Wesleyan takes care of Trinity 13-7. So we'll definitely be watching that Tufts score in the second half as the number one team in the country down 5-3 to start the third at the hands of unranked Bates. We'll take our last break here from Mustang Stadium. We'll be right back with the start of the second half. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Hello?
No way. Dude, really?
OMG, OMG, I just heard. They're here, they're here.
Stand up and holler. The chicken has landed.
They're tastier than ever and ready for loving. McDonald's new Chicken Select Tenders. Just $2.99 for a three-piece. 100% chicken tenderloin, 100% yours. Whether it's tenderness you've been missing or tenderness you need to try, this chicken hits the spot.
Try your little tenderness.
Get yours before they're gone. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only.
This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Sid Zweigbaum back with you at Mustang Stadium. It has stayed dry so far as we get into the lower 60s as they get set to face off to start the third. We have a chance of possible showers and thunderstorms throughout the night. 35% chance about now. And by 10 and 11 o'clock, it's all the way up to 90%. But it's stayed pretty dry as the fans below have been able to keep their umbrellas underneath their seats so far in this one. Third period underway with Buonimo and Kaufman jousting for possession. Buonimo comes away with it for the Mustangs. Stevenson will attack right to left as we start the third period of play with the Mustangs on top 9-1 here at home. Coach Cantabene told RMC McFadden at halftime he wants to see his offense shoot the ball better. As they put 20 of 41 on Cage. Cullen made 11 saves. Not the most agile goalie we've seen as Bannock denied in front and then took a hard hit. Burgoyne will scoop up the rebound. McCullough, not the most agile goalie, but he's made some pretty good saves nonetheless. Here is Rossi already with a hat trick down the left side. Rossi right in front, one-on-one. McCullough again denying in front, and he will scoop it up. And nice outlet pass a little ahead of Caruso, but he fielded it on a bounce. Caruso with the long ball steps into a bounce shot. Skeen made the save. Good shot there by Caruso. It was kind of a far shot or a long distance, but good placement. Skeen made a good save. Robinson with the clear. Got it ahead to Dabney. Back to Robinson. Robinson ducking in with the long pole, but he passed it behind the cage to Bannock. Now Robinson looking to retreat. As he's retreating, he scoops up a ground ball and keeps the possession alive for the Mustangs. Now he'll head back to his defensive side of midfield, and Burgoyne will come on the offensive side for the Mustangs. Some good end-to-end action here to start the third. Burgoyne right to left. Burgoyne shooting on the run, shot it wide. Cannon there to back it up. And the Mustangs will put it back in play, leading 9-1. Cannon over to Rossi. Quick pass to the left side to Dabney. Dabney's got two goals tonight. Dabney working on a long pole switch. It was right hand. Had it knocked loose by Caruso. It is scooped up by Capps. And Danny Capps across midfield for the Blazers. So the Blazers get a takeaway. Now Capps down the right side. And the Blazers have possession. They throw it away. It's going to roll across midfield. Swatted back toward their offensive side by Weger. And then Ruffalo, I believe, went over to help secure possession as it went out of bounds off Tufts. Cannon puts it back in play for Stevenson over to Rossi. Now to Burgoyne. Burgoyne down the left side, shooting on the run. Missed the net. And it'll be Stevenson ball. Dabney got it to Moody. So Moody getting some offensive shifts here. Over to Hardwick. Moody down the right alley. This is Cannon behind the cage. Little wraparound. Pat Cannon. A signature Cannon style goal. And the Mustangs extend the lead to 10-1. Another unassisted goal for Stevenson. 11:48 to go in the third. And the Mustangs extend the lead to 10-1. Said that Tufts, who is undefeated this season and number one in the country, they were down 5-3 at home to Bates at the half. Bates has increased that lead to 7-3. 11:28 to go in the third. So upset alert just outside of Beantown as the Jumbos down by four at home to an unranked opponent. Ruffalo scoops up the ground ball in the ensuing faceoff for the Mustangs, and he'll go back to Skeen. Skeen to the near side to Williams, and in about a minute, Skeen is going to double his career minutes played total as a Mustang coming in this one. Played in just five games in his first two and a half seasons, and the junior had played less than 35 minutes in his career. He was at 34, 36 coming into this one. So he's getting real close to doubling his career minutes played. As Cannon had that one taken away by Wegger. Wegger now behind the cage. It's to Patrick O'Leary. O'Leary floats it over Panic. Cross midfield to Palmer, who was waiting for it with the long ball. Palmer now in trouble out near midfield, chased by Taylor Morgan. That pass was off the mark, intended for Garcia. So good pressure there by Morgan. And the long pole threw it away. And Stevenson will pick it up deep in their own end. Ruffalo bounces to the near side to Moody. Stevenson using a lot of these long bounce passes on clears. Tompkins behind the cage. Goal and two assists in the first half. Flag coming against the Blazers. I believe they were offside, and now they're just going to send the seventh guy back offside. D'Onofrio shoots it over the cage, so it's going to be an offside penalty against the Blazers. And the Mustangs with their first man-up opportunity of the night. Stevenson has been stellar with the extra man this season. 24 out of 47, a clip of 5-11, or 51% on the season. Blazers allowing their opponents to score 19 out of 56 times. That's 34%. Bannock, Burgoyne, Dabney, Cannon, Tompkins out there for the Mustangs. Quick shot by Dabney. It was blocked by McCullough. And the ground ball taken away by O'Leary. Made a nice spinning pass ahead to Palmer. Palmer into the box. Pass a little bit behind Sanfilippo. And Morgan scoops it up for the Mustangs. 8 seconds left on the man up for Stevenson. So the Blazers were trying to get a scoring opportunity in transition. Tompkins behind the cage to Bannock. Bannock over to Cannon. We're back to 6-on-6. Tompkins open in front. McCullough using his legs to make the save. And McCullough the outlet to Caruso. Back to McCullough. Again, this 10-man ride by the Mustangs. McCullough, good pass ahead to O'Leary. O'Leary tried to get it to a cutter. Slick, he couldn't handle the pass. It is still loose. The ground ball is scooped up by Rossi. As Slick had another chance at it. Rossi ahead to Tompkins. Tompkins into the box to Burgoyne. Burgoyne on the run. And he was just too close, and he shot that one right past McCullough. Burgoyne from Tompkins. 9:07 to go in the third. Mustangs lead it 11-1. Third assist of the night for Tompkins. Burgoyne, this second goal of the night for Burgoyne. That is his 17th goal of the season. And he and Pat Cannon are tied for team honors with 17. Burgoyne now with 99 career goals. He's seventh all-time in school history in that department. Blazers win the faceoff. It's in the stick of Danny Capps, but he had it taken away on the near sideline. Now Capps goes down to one knee as Granada works on the clear. Capps having trouble getting off the field. John Bertsey on for the Mustangs to Ruffalo. Ruffalo is hit from behind. Rudy Garcia saw his teammate hobbling to the sideline. He ran back to play defense. We know he's been playing attack. So a heads-up play there by the freshman, Garcia. Here is Pritchett behind the cage of Tompkins. In front of Bannock, behind the back shot. Turned away. Kirby got the rebound. They got it back to Bannock. He swarmed. Ball loose, and it rolls to the goalie, McCullough. McCullough with the outlet pass to Garcia. So Garcia goes from attack to clearing midfielder, and now he gets it into the box. And Blazers have possession. Another long pass over the head of Slick. It's going to roll toward the far sideline. Flanagan there for the Mustangs. He just watches it go out of bounds. So the Blazers having trouble when they get possession with that first pass. That's really been their problem. And the Mustangs get it into the box. Now to Kirby, over to Nieves. Stevenson on top, 11-1. Mustangs just 3-3 at home this year. Nieves steps into one and beats McCullough. First goal of the season for the senior, Alex Nieves. And it's 12-1 Mustangs, 7:22 to go. Nieves has been rotating between that second and third midfield line. And he gets his first goal of the year. And the Mustangs lead it 12-1.
It's a goal scored by number five, Alex Nieves. Unassisted at 7:22, his first goal of the season. He's at 12, good one.
Wyatt facing off with Kaufman. Kaufman nudges it forward. Flanagan with the ground ball for the Mustangs, and he gets it back to Taylor Morgan. That's number nine, Taylor Morgan, the sophomore. Mustangs get it across midfield to Corot. Now to Bannock. Past the midway point of this third period of play. Stevenson scored all three goals in the third. Brian Kirby on, so the Mustangs going a little deeper into their bench. Now out to Danko. Pritchett scoops up the ground ball, keeps possession alive, and that's really where the athletic ability shows off for the Mustangs, is anytime there's a loose ball, they're just bigger, stronger, faster to it. Nieves faked right, went left, forgot the ball, swatted out near midfield, and Williams slapped it back across the line. Now it's slapped back toward the midfield line, and Pritchett has it for the Mustangs. Pritchett to Cannon. Behind the cage to Bannock. Bannock to Cannon. Cannon in front to Pritchett. Pritchett faked the shot, switches to his left hand, and McCullough made the save. Rebound by Kirby. McCullough, another save. And he outlets it to Caruso. Caruso across midfield. McCullough had 34 saves against the Mustangs last year. He might have to get close to that tonight, as the Blazers never got it into the box in time. They turn it over. Corot quickly on the restart to Danko. Danko in front. Bannock all alone scores. And the Mustangs lead it 13-1. On the goal by Steven Bannock, his first of the night. Danko getting an assist, his first point. And the Mustangs lead it 13-1 with 5:23 to go. Bannock with his 15th goal of the season. He is third on that list for the Mustangs. He came into the game sixth all time in points for the Mustangs. That is his first point of the night, the 169th point in his career for Steven Bannock. And right now he is about, he is 49 points behind Chris DeShiel for fifth all time. Going to take about 105 from this point on for him to become second all-time. And 10 to 15 games left this year, and then 20 or 25 or so next year. Mustangs again get another one. This time it's Danko finally solving McCullough in front. Danko makes it 14-1. 4:52 to go, so the Mustangs strike twice in 31 seconds. for Danko. That is his 10th of the season. 14-1 Stevenson. Wanamo taking the faceoff against Zach Kaufman. .452 to go in the third. Kaufman moved early. Granada will put it back in play. To Manic. Manic picked up the assist on Danko's goal. Manic setting up play from the left sideline. Goes behind the cage to Cannon. Cannon looking for some movement. Ryan Spruill on, number 55 on for the first time. Joined by number 12, Billy Abel. Number 48, J.P. Coombe. Abel scoops up the loose ball, gets it back into the box down the left sideline. Abel up top to Bryce Spruill. Coombe's man went down. And he shot it right into the stick of McCullough. Another save for Joey McCullough. Blazers trying to get across midfield. Wegger back to McCullough, the goalie. Still 10-man ride for the Mustangs. Long pass by McCullough on one hop to number 42, Garcia. Garcia now behind the cage to Bosley. Another long pass to Slick and a diving stop by Skeen. So they went all the way from the left sideline. Long pass behind the cage. Long pass to the top of the box. And Skeen made the save. Now clear from the Mustangs by John Bercy. And he got it behind the cage to Danko. Flag down coming against the Blazers. Another offsides on the Blazers, so they've got seven on the field. Here is Abel. Abel is taken down, and it's scooped up by Hood. 2:56 to go. We've got another offside coming against Hood with 2:56 to go. Stevenson 0-for-1 with the extra man tonight.
Offside.
30-second offside penalty. Mustangs have it behind the cage. Cannon couldn't handle that pass cleanly. Wegger fighting for it with Dabney. It's 2-on-2, loose on the ground. Caruso over there as well. And now finally, Bannock picks it up, goes to the front of the net. It's deflected by a defender. And it's going to be Stevenson ball on the whistle. 6 seconds left on the man up for the Mustangs. Cannon quickly to Bannock to the right of the cage. Bannock in front, falling, shooting. And McCullough, I believe, made the save. He did. And the loose ball is scooped up on the ground by Palmer. Long pass up ahead is scooped up by the Mustangs on the defensive end. It is Andrew Cormode, number 30 on. Dabney shooting in transition, and he sailed it high and wide. Tompkins puts it back in play. 2 minutes to go in the third. Tompkins rushing to the front of the cage, faking a couple passes, lost it. It's scooped up by Caruso. Caruso back to the goalie. McCullough, long pass ahead to Caps. Caps cross midfield. Got Rossi on him. Rossi keeping him out of the box as best he can. Finally, Caps got it into the box. And a timeout taken by Hood. They use their first timeout. They want to set up this possession. Trailing 14-1, 1:29 to go in the third. Stevenson Men's Golf Seniors, It's Al El Cordy Hubbard and Will Ellis, both shot four over par and leading the host Mustangs A team to first place at the Stevenson Spring Invitational held at the Piney Branch Golf Club yesterday. The Stevenson A team finished with a total team score of 315, while second place Dickinson finished six strokes back. The Mustangs continue their spring season on Thursday when they complete in the Elizabethtown Invitational at the Hershey Country Club. Get more details at GoMustangSports.com. In addition to following that golf tournament, a lot of people are going to be following the Masters, which starts on Thursday as well, with Tiger Woods saying that he will play, and a big debate on whether he will make it to Saturday and Sunday, whether he'll make the cut. Stevenson on top, 14-1. Connor Skeen coming into this game for the Mustangs, getting his first career start in the cage. And I already know at halftime, coach said he thought that goal he let up was a soft one. Hood puts it back in play. They throw it away. Pass intended for Foster. Taken away by Bannock. Bannock firing it to the front for Furman. Pass is knocked down. Goes behind the cage. And the Mustangs retain possession. It's Cannon with it. Looks up at the clock. Sees about 1:10 left. Hat slowing things down. Goes over to the far side to Burgoyne. Coming into this one, Skeen had played 34 minutes and 28 seconds, so he's about to play 45 minutes total tonight. Burgoyne behind the cage, 48 seconds left. Burgoyne in front. McCullough shuts the door. Rebound pops up in the air, scooped up by Bannock. Bannock to the front of the cage, across the crease. Burgoyne tried a behind-the-back shot. It got blocked. Went right back to him. He's got it behind the cage, 34 seconds left. Burgoyne and Bannock switch spots. Bannock has it in his stick now. Bannock to the left of the crease. Out to Burgoyne. Burgoyne faking a shot. Had it knocked out of his stick. It rolled to Bannock. Rossi steps into it in front of Furman. Couple of fakes. Can't get it to go. Furman on his knees for the rebound. 11 seconds left. Dabney scoops it. Laser standing tall in this final minute barrage by the Mustangs. Pass out in front. Is picked off. And throwing it the length of the field. It's picked off there by Cormode, and that'll do it for the third quarter play. Mustangs score all five of the goals in the third. They increase their lead to 13. Our score at the end of three, Stevenson 14, Hood 1. We'll be right back with the fourth period of play. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Sid Zweigbaum back with you at Mustang Stadium. Stevenson on top of Hood, 14-1. Let's go down on the field to MC McFadden.
Sid, at the end of the third quarter from to his pretty much the same as what he said he was. He's not scored.
All right, sorry about that. Technical difficulty again with MC on the far side of the field. Mustangs leading it 14-1 after three. Let's take a look at our stats. Stevenson out shooting Hood 62-10. Ground balls 45-20 in favor of Stevenson. 15-3, 15 out of 18 faceoff wins for the Mustangs as Hood controls this faceoff, so it's 15 out of 19 wins for the Mustang. Clears through three. Stevenson was 20 of 21, Hood 16 of 26. Long pass ahead, picked off by DeFazio. DeFazio in front to Furman, all alone, and the Mustangs make it 15-1 on the goal by Tyler Furman. Furman, third goal of the season. DeFazio picking up his first career assist. And with 14:36 to go in the fourth, it's 15-1 Mustangs. Long outlet pass picked off, and you see Hood just having trouble with their clears. They're now 16 of 27. Through three periods, both teams 0-for-2 with the extra man. 19 saves for McCullough, 4 for Skeen in the games. Wyatt wins the faceoff. Wyatt right down the middle, shoots it. McCullough, save number 20. That outlet pass too far for Kaufman. It is going to roll to Cormode, number 30. He gets it ahead to Tyler Russo, number 62. And the Blazers turn it over again. That's now 27 turnovers for the Blazers, 12 for the Mustangs through three periods of play. Moody has it on the near side. Goes behind the cage to Furman. In front to Danko. Now Danko adjusting his gloves while he's cradling. Minute gone by in the fourth. It's 15-1 Mustangs. D'Onofrio down the left side shooting on the run. That one went wide. Danko will put it back in play for the Mustangs. Danko in front, in traffic. Furman knocked down. His shot was deflected in the near sideline. Wegger and Moody fight for it. Moody gets there first. Moody to Kirby. Up top to Hardwick. Hardwick stutter stepping now. Going to his right. Passes to Kirby. Kirby up top to Moody. It's the most offense Moody's seen in a couple of seasons all in one night. Here's D'Onofrio down low. Out to Dillon. Moody now to Hardwick. Hardwick down the right side. Hardwick lowering his shoulder. Up top to Danko. Tough passer Danko to handle. He's able to fight for it, and Hardwick comes over and scoops up the ground ball. Now over to D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio down the left side shooting. That one deflected, I believe, by the defender, Patrick O'Leary, and it goes over the end line. Stevenson will put it back in play. Moody in between the box and midfield. D'Onofrio takes that pass, hit off the right pipe. It's going to roll near the sideline, go out of bounds. Wegger the closest to it, so Hood will have a chance to clear. Stevenson still going with the 10-man ride. Back to McCullough. No, McCullough is just itching to fire another one at the goal like he did in the first half. McCullough, sloppy pass to the far side O'Leary, who had to field it off a bounce. Now O'Leary has it knocked out of his stick, able to knock it forward and get across midfield. O'Leary, long pass ahead on one hop. It's a two-on-one down low. Shooting in front, Skeen with the save on Bosley. Great stop by Connor Skeen. Bosley had a two-on-one with Sanfilippo. And Bosley spun past his defender. And then it was a one-on-none against the goalie. And Connor Skeen with a great save for the Mustangs. Fifth save of the night for Skeen. And Stevenson now on attack mode, left to right. Wyatt getting a run with the midfield line with Nieves and Pritchett. High pass behind the cage to Danko in front to Furman. Had it knocked away in traffic. Wyatt scooped up the ground ball over to Pritchett. He winds and fires another save for McCullough. Long pass by McCullough ahead. It's picked off by the new goalie, Kevin Kane, number 13. Kane cross midfield. Kane in front to Danko. Turnaround. McCullough with the save. Goalie's way out. McCullough fires it to the other end of the field. And it is picked off by DeFazio. There's some excitement. And now Tyler Russo calming things down to Ryan Kirby. To Nieves. Nieves switching hands, getting it to his right hand. Nice pass in front to Danko, low shot. And McCullough either kicked it wide or he shot it wide. Nieves will put it back in play. He lost it. Goes on the back of the cage, and McCullough comes over to scoop it up. McCullough outlet pass into double coverage. Ball squirts free to Caps with the first shot at it, but there's three Mustangs there. Caps comes away with it for the Blazers. Caps in retreat mode. Now he goes forward to Garcia, and the Blazers have an offensive possession. Brock Hurley out on D, sophomore for the Mustangs. Hurley, number 29. Got Ethan McMillan, another sophomore, number 57 with him. Mustangs shouting out their defensive assignments. Garcia is doubled by Flanagan. High pass across midfield. It's swatted back into the Mustang defensive end. Nieves trying to scoop it. Flanagan near the ground ball. It's still loose. Diving for it was Nieves, but it's scooped up by Sanfilippo. Now he lost it. It's loose in the Mustangs defensive end. Nick Wood, first one to it, tried to get it to Nieves. Still loose. It's just one long ground ball, and Drulinger has it for Hood, and the Blazers will keep possession. Cody Mai on. He gets it ahead to Bosley. Bosley going behind the cage. So Connor Skeen is done. Kevin Kane, senior goalie, is in. We have not seen Ben Richards. Richards started the first 10 games of the season for the Mustangs. Ball knocked out of the stick of Drulinger. And then he's called for a hold. Trying to track it down. 8:53 to go. And the Mustangs have another possession. Kirby ahead. Nice give and go. Bounce shot, and McCullough shuts the door on Tyler Russo, freshman from Betterton, Maryland, in Kent County High School. Was looking for his first career goal. And McCullough denied him. McCullough's pass is knocked down by Danko, and Danko puts it in the empty net. Not much effort there by McCullough after Danko took it away. Second goal of the night for Paul Danko. 16-1, Stevenson on top. 8:27 to go. Well, these two teams are playing for the ninth straight year. Stevenson leads the all-time series 8-0. McCullough heading out. New goalie into the game for Hood is number 6, John Hoffman. This is the ninth meeting between these two teams. Stevenson has held Hood to 3 goals.
Stevenson goal, scored by number 28, Paul.
3 times to at least, or to 1 goal. Mustangs have scored less than 20 goals against Hood just 2 out of 8 times, so they've got 16 goals. Flag down on this ensuing faceoff. 8:17 to go. It's going to go against the Mustangs.
It's a penalty on number 22, Jesse Horn.
Penalty is against Jesse Horn.
1 minute. Full time.
1 minute penalty on Horn. He will serve the full minute.
Now in goal for Hood, number 6, John Hoffman.
Blazers have it down low in front. Kane makes a good save. Rebound loose in the crease. He denied Sanfilippo. And Ruffalo working on the clear for the Mustangs. Ruffalo gets it across midfield. Now into the box. Ruffalo winds and fires. And Hoffman kicks it away to the far sideline. Furman was behind the cage backing it up. They still say he was the closest to it. 28 seconds left on the man down for the Mustangs. Billy Abel now cradling behind the cage for Stevenson as they work 5-on-6. Abel out to Corot. 5 seconds left on the man down for the Mustangs. So Mustangs go unscathed on the 1 minute penalty to Jesse Horn. Pass across the crease from number 55, Spruill, went through Kirby and Abel, and out of bounds over the near sideline. 7:01 to go. And the Blazers will work on the clear right to left. This is Suarez. Suarez, short stick midi, into the box. Gets it ahead to Bosley, 32. Bosley was tied up by Hurley, and Hurley knocked it away, and Russo scooped it up. Russo ahead to Flanagan. Flanagan with the long pole. Flanagan, nice pass to the right side. They get it in front. Stango shot it high and wide. Good play there from Flanagan to Thalen. Jonathan Thalen on now for the first time, and Stango just couldn't finish. Quick restart. Mustangs in front, shooting wide with number 16, Tim Bulmer. Mustangs, though, back it up. This is Thalen. Top to Spruill. Over to Coombe. J.P. Coombe down the left side, shooting on the run, and he scores his first goal of the season. J.P. Coombe, the 6'3 senior from Annapolis, makes it 17-1, Mustangs. Coombe scoring his first goal of the season. 6:12 to go in the fourth. It's 17-1, Mustangs. Let's get an update on that Tufts game. It was 8-6. Tufts was down to start the fourth. How about this? Bates, who is 6-4 overall, just 3-4 in their conference. They're in the same conference as Tufts, and they're winning 11-8 with 3:59 to go. It was 11-7. Score just changed. So number one Tufts in danger of going down at home to an unranked team in Bates. Mustangs take it away after Hood won the faceoff. Nick Roney with the turnover and the ground ball. Head to Stango. Now to Thalen. Thalen had it knocked loose. A couple of bodies go flying as Wegger scoops up the ground ball. Gets it back to the goalie, Hoffman. Hoffman from New Market, Maryland. Got it ahead to Caruso. Caruso across midfield. Lost it. Went to Caps. Caps can't find it. They still fight for it. Caruso with the long pole. Scoops it up inside the box in his team's offensive end. Garcia over to Druhlinger. And the Blazers have possession. Looking to double up their total. They have just one goal. Here's Druhlinger against Flanagan. Bounce shot. Kane had to make a tough save. And Sanfilippo scoops up the rebound behind the cage. Tried to get it to Bosley. Goes right into the Mustang bench. And the Blazers turn it over. Stevenson gets the clear. Tyler Russo, number 62. Now on to Harrison Facher, number 35. Facher on for the first time. The 6'1 freshman out of Redondo Beach, California. He tried to get it to Thalen. Ball still loose. Kyle Carcian chasing it down to the near sideline. Went out of bounds off Carcian. It'll be Hood ball, 4:19 to go. Caruso will put it back in play. Goes back to number 11, Kyle Lammy. Mustangs with 75 shots tonight. Last year, they had 86 at Hood. Flag coming against Stevenson near midfield as Wegger got it across midfield. Now he loses it inside the box. Villegas trying to scoop it. It goes out of bounds over the far sideline. 3:47 to go in the fourth. Penalty coming against the Mustangs. So the Blazers will get their fourth man-up opportunity. Stango with the hold. Mustangs bring out the big guns back on defense. Williams, Robinson, Ruffalo, Taylor Morgan Number 20, Taylor Morgan. 32nd penalty on Stango. Need a fifth guy out there. Here comes Connor Corot. Blazers working behind the cage to Sanfilippo. To Druhlinger. Trying to set up Foster. He shoots it. And I believe Kane got a piece, and it went over the cage. 19 seconds left. They're working on the left side now. Zuckerberg to Villegas to Foster. Back to Villegas. He and Foster switch spots. Villegas to Foster. Foster in his left hand. 5 seconds left to the man up. Villegas just inside the box. Thought about shooting it. Now to Druhlinger. Druhlinger steps into one. Shot it wide. Just winning the race was Zuckerberg. 3:14 to go. Stevenson is going to improve to 7-4, 3-0 in the conference. Mustangs play back-to-back games later in the week. That shot on Druhlinger knocked down. Heavy hit with Morgan. Druhlinger got the worst of it. And now Robinson, left to right, all alone in front. Stango shooting no look at the net, and he fired it wide. As he caught it on a dead sprint and just fired it behind his back. 2:51 to go. Bounce shot, goes wide. And the Mustangs have it behind the cage. Stango on the restart. Gets it to Jeremy Goltz. Goltz on for the first time tonight. Goltz, sophomore from Prior Lake, Minnesota, goes behind the cage. Up top to Abel. Abel spinning, shooting, and shot it wide. Abel from Oregon. So got Oregon, Texas, Minnesota, Florida. All corners of the United States represented on the Mustang roster. Another shot wide by Tim Bulmer, senior from Connecticut. There's another corner represented. Wyatt back to Abel. 2 minutes to go. Abel shooting on the run. Hoffman, good save on the bounce shot. And then his pass goes over the head of the intended target, out of bounds, shy of midfield. Intended for O'Leary. So the Mustangs will get another possession. Tufts now down 12-8 at home to Bates. Mustangs put it back in play. And a shot by Thalen right at Hoffman. And the Mustangs stuck on 17. Hood trying to get it across midfield. Another errant pass scooped up in the defensive end by Austin Howard. Mustangs in transition. Looking in front for Thalen. Thalen faking shooting and scoring. Goal number 18 for the Mustangs. 1:05 to go. Jonathan Thalen, coach calls him JT, with his third goal of the season. And it's 18-1 Mustangs with 1:05 to go. Stevenson handling business at home as they look to improve to 3-0 and tie Lebanon Valley in the top of the Commonwealth Conference. Dan Holla is going to take this faceoff. New goalie for the Mustangs, number 66, Brody Polanski, a 5'8 freshman.
Stevenson goal scored by number 8, Jonathan Thalen.
Minute to go as they fight for this faceoff. Thalen scoops it up. Thalen, the freshman from Tampa, is taken down, and they're going to give possession back to the Mustangs. Thalen on the restart to Stango. who stings the corner. It's 19-1 Mustangs. Stango from Thalen. Stevenson leads 19-1 with 45 seconds left. Nathan LeClang will take the faceoff against Kaufman for the Mustangs with 45 seconds left. LeClang wins it. And that pass for Ballmer, he couldn't handle it, didn't see it into his stick. Ballmer, another push from behind against Hood, and that'll give it to Stevenson with 36 seconds left. Ballmer to Moffitt, the senior out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Moffitt down the middle, shoots and scores. He wanted to get on the board. And Moffitt makes it 20-1. Moffitt with his first goal of the season. It's 20-1 Stevenson. Join the Stephen Athletics social network. Follow Go Mustang Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Get game updates, watch coach interviews, and get inside the athletics program at Stevenson. Just follow at Go Mustang Sports and get connected. Kaufman wins the faceoff from Dan Halla. And then a penalty coming on Halla for taking down Kaufman with 16.9 seconds left. This will be the fifth extra man opportunity of the night for the Blazers. 30-second penalty on Halla, but there's only 17 seconds left in the game as we get it restarted in the stick of Ty Foster. Goes to Villegas, shoots a bounce shot and scores. Alex Villegas makes it 20-2 with 8.6 seconds left. So we've had four goals in the last minute. And it's 20-2 as Villegas beat Polanski. 8.6 seconds left. Score at Tufts is still 12-8 Bates with 45 seconds left. So it looks like number one is going down at home in conference play. Face-off won by the Mustangs as time has expired. And the Stevenson Mustangs improved to 7-4 and 3-0 in the Commonwealth Conference. They handled business at home, taking care of their in-state rivals from Hood 20-2 as the Mustangs get back in the win column on a Tuesday night in Owings Mills. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with our second half highlights. This is the Mustang Sports Network powered by SFMSports.net.
Hey, it's the Green Turtle of the Green Turtle Sports Bar and Grill. So I like to hang close to home. And not because it takes me forever to get anywhere. It's just nice to have a local hangout like the Green Turtle. The place is always filled with friendly faces, and you know we're going to have that dish you love, like our legendary crab dip and certified Angus beef burgers. Heck, stop by often enough, and one of our bartenders will be pouring your favorite drink before you can say, "I'll have the usual." And you know all those mugs hanging above the bar? They belong to the more than 30,000 Mug Club members who have made the Green Turtle their watering hole. That pretty much says it all. So stay local and head down to the Green Turtle near you. You can be here in no time, even if you're a turtle. Hey, want to try something new? Check out the Green Turtle's first ever shareable drink, Hell in the Shell. It's 64 ounces of grown-up fun in a giant turtle shell. So grab a few friends and pull up a straw.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student-athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
In the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field, it will matter how they do in the classroom.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Time to break down the game and chat with the coach. This is the Mustangs All-Access Post-Game Show, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium. All Stevenson tonight as they handle business at home over Hood 20-2. Let's take a look at our second half highlights. It was 9-1 Stevenson at the break, and the Mustangs would add 11 goals in the second half. The first coming from Pat Cannon, one of those little individual dodges from behind the goal. He scores to make it 10-1 Stevenson. Matt Tompkins getting his third assist of the night. Billy Burgoyne getting on the board with his second goal. 11-1 Stevenson, 9:07 to go. And spreading out the wealth, Alex Nieves, his first goal of the season for the senior from Centerville, Virginia. A couple of saves in between for McCullough. Look at him deny Morgan Pritchett on the doorstep. Good night for McCullough in the saves department as he makes two saves on that one play. But the Mustangs unloading on the floodgates. Steven Manick getting his first goal late in the third to make it 13-1. And then Manick finding Danko quickly off the faceoff. Two goals in 30 seconds made it 14-1. Mustangs heading to the fourth. And Dom DeFazio getting his first career assist. Nice play from the defensive end ahead to Tyler Furman. Furman, third goal of the season. 15-1 Mustangs at that point. And look at this save by Connor Skeen on the man down for the Mustangs, or a two-on-one. He stuffs Bosley. Now look at Danko pick off the pass from McCullough and then just put it in the empty net. Danko is second goal of the night. 16-1 Mustangs at that point. Good save here by Kevin Kane on Gio Sanfilippo in front. And the Mustangs offense clicking on all cylinders late in the game. J.P. Coombe, his first goal of the season, made it 17-1. Jonathan Thalen, the freshman from Tampa, Florida. Nice catch on the run here. A couple of fakes, and he goes short side. Makes it 18-1. Thalen would set up the next one under a minute to go. Just about 20 seconds after his goal, setting up Stango. Stings the top left corner, 19-1. Then another senior getting involved, Jason Moffitt, his first goal of the season. Moffitt makes it 20-1. So the Mustangs have scored 20 or more, six times, nine meetings with the Blazers. And then Villegas finishing off the scoring with the man-up goal late in the game, as that gets us to our final of 20-2. Take a break here from Mustang Stadium, and then we'll go over the first final stats, our final look at the scoreboard, and we'll also have our post-game guest. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
This season, never miss a single goal with the Mustang Sports Network.
Taylor Morgan, transfer out of Maryland. We're right down the middle. He shoots and scores!
Watch all men's and women's lacrosse home games live at GoMustangSports.com. If you can't be near a computer, listen on your mobile device. Just visit SFMSports.net and tap on Listen Live. After the game, come back for our post-game chats with the coaches and student-athletes.
You got Pat Cannon back with Stephen Bannick. They do a lot of the same things.
Pat's just a goal scorer. You know, he makes plays and stuff, and he's able to finish from tough angles and feed, and he's just such a tough guard.
The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
So good to see you. Count down to ride out of my shoes. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just hold the final there. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the fun of it. Just for the thrill of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke. Diet Coke.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Mustangs All-Access Postgame Show. We're here with Mustangs head coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, you guys win 20-2 tonight. How do you evaluate your team just coming off the field?
Well, I just think we played with great energy. I think we got out really good and we played hard and we got a lot of people in the game. So I thought they did a good job. You know, coming off a tough loss, is always wanted to see how the team's going to play in the next game. And, you know, I don't think we played the hangover or anything. We went out and played excited and did a good job.
Coach, Matt Tompkins getting his first start at attack. We've seen him with the man-up play, that crease position. How do you think he acclimated himself as a starter tonight?
Well, he did good. He's 1-3, and I think he did a good job moving around. I thought he's open. I thought he should have had a few more goals, actually. You know, so I thought he did a good job moving around. I think he moves a little bit better than some of the other guys. He handles and does some good things. So, you know, he's going to see how he continues to do.
Three assists you mentioned for him tonight. He had zero coming into the game, zero on the season. What was the reason for him just being on the field more?
Well, I think he's just, you know, he's involved more. You know, you get the attack position, you're involved in the offense more, and I thought he put himself in good positions, and then when he had chances to make one-mores, he made those one-mores and got some easy shots out of it.
A new goalie tonight was Connor Skeen. How do you think he played?
You know, he didn't get tested much. You know, I thought he played okay, and he's going to get better, get more tested against York, obviously, on Friday, but, you know, I thought he did a good job. First start, obviously, he's going to be a little nervous, you know, but I thought he did a pretty decent job.
We've seen Kevin Kane be the goalie a lot of times, come in second in the games. Yeah. I know against Albright it was Connor. Was there a competition for that backup spot, or how did Connor get into this opportunity to start tonight?
Well, you know, he was in the mix from the start, you know, with Ben, and, you know, Ben's played really well all year. We just thought we needed to make a little bit of a change, and Connor played really well all year, and he was in that running with Ben, and he deserves a little more playing time. So, you know, we decided to give him an opportunity here and see how he goes and see how he does against York, and, you know, we need to just be a little more competitive, we thought, at the goalie position.
How does he keep the job?
Well, he's got to play well. You know, we need to make saves, and, you know, when you play in these big games against good teams, you know, we can't get outplayed at the goalie position. You know, I think some of the big games we've been outplayed at the goalie position a little bit, and we got to play better defense at the same time. We can't give up as many easy shots, but, you know, we can't keep getting outplayed at that position a little bit. And Ben did, you know, he won us some games. He did a good job, and nothing against him, but, you know, I think that we just got to give Connor some shots here.
Coach, I know York hasn't had the season they thought they might have. They started the season ranked in the top 15.
Right.
How do you guys prepare for them, and what kind of challenges do they present?
Well, you know, they got a really good goalie, very similar to the goalie we have here played tonight, and you know, they're a little young in the defensive end, they're a little young in the middies. They got some good attack when we got to be aware of, you know, and it's a big game for them. You know, they're going to play well, and we expect a great effort out of them.
Any concern? I know it's a makeup game that you had to schedule, but you got a 7 p.m. game here on a Friday night, and then you got to go outside of Philly and get ready for a 1 o'clock game on Saturday. That's two games in less than a day.
Yeah, well, you know, we got 67 guys for a reason. You know, we'll be all right. You know, we'll go out there and play the competition and see what we can do, but it's a makeup game. We both wanted to get it in, and this is just where it kind of fit in.
All right, Coach, we'll see you Friday night. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Thanks.
All right, that was Mustangs head coach Paul Cantabene. He's going to step aside. We'll bring in our player of the game tonight, number 6, Connor Skeen. And Connor might be a little bit tired. Connor, do you realize you played more tonight than you had in your whole career coming into tonight's game?
Yeah. It's definitely a change getting in there and shaking off the cobwebs, but it felt good for sure.
What was it like? When did they tell you you were going to start, and what went through your mind?
So yesterday at practice, they let us know, and I was excited for the opportunity because, I mean, the goalie group's all tight. We all support each other, and we all go hard every day. So whenever coach gives us the nod, like, we're ready and supportive, so it's not, like, personal or anything.
Did it catch you by surprise?
Honestly, we're supposed to be ready at all times, so not really, but nothing against Ben, like coach said, but I'm supposed to be ready, and I think I was.
What was the game like for you tonight? Obviously, coach said you didn't get tested tonight. You got one guy at the other end, McCullough, who made some great saves. He's probably going home with a lot of black and blue marks. So what's it like for a goalie, especially a guy who hasn't played a lot? I mean, do you want shots? Do you want shots from the perimeter? Or were you just happy watching the offense work?
No, I mean, you definitely want shots to get in the rhythm of things. But, I mean, today it still went well to get out there and still get the jitters out, like I said. But, I mean, yeah, obviously I'd like want some shots, but that'll come, hopefully.
You had one shot late in the game, Bosley 32. I think they had a 2-on-1. What did you see on that play, and how did you defend it?
He was coming around the crease, and I thought that I just had to stay big and cut off his angle, and he ended up just, like, throwing it away, so it worked out at the end.
All right, Connor, we appreciate your time here tonight, and good luck Friday night. Looks like you're starting against York on Friday.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, that was Mustangs goalie Connor Skeen, our player of the game tonight for the Mustangs with 6 saves for Stevenson. We'll be right back to wrap things up. Stevenson beat Hood 20-2. This is the Mustangs All Access Postgame Show powered by SFMSports.net.
Hey, it's the Green Turtle of the Green Turtle Sports Bar and Grill. So I like to hang close to home. And not because it takes me forever to get anywhere. It's just nice to have a local hangout like the Green Turtle. The place is always filled with friendly faces, and you know we're going to have that dish you love. Like our legendary crab dip and certified Angus beef burgers. Heck, stop by often enough and one of our bartenders will be pouring your favorite drink before you can say, "I'll have the usual." And you know all those mugs hanging above the bar? They belong to the more than 30,000 Mug Club members who have made the Green Turtle their watering hole. That pretty much says it all. So stay local and head down to the Green Turtle near you. You can be here in no time, even if you're a turtle. Hey, want to try something new? Check out the Green Turtle's first ever shareable drink, Hell in the Shell. It's 64 ounces of grown-up fun in a giant turtle shell. So grab a few friends and pull up a straw.
Back at Mustang Stadium, let's take a look at our final stats in this Stevenson victory. Mustangs, 86 shots. Hood, just 16. Stevenson, an advantage in ground balls, 62-29. Mustangs winning 18 out of 24 faceoffs. 38 turnovers for the Blazers, 17 for the Mustangs. And each team, Stevenson 0-for-2 with the extra man. Hood, 1 out of 5. Upcoming schedule for the Mustangs and the Blazers. Stevenson has 2 games in less than 24 hours later in the week, as the Mustangs play at home Friday night against York at 7 o'clock. Then they're at Arcadia at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Wednesday, it's another road game at Alvernia, and then back at home for a couple Saturday, April 18th, against Lebanon Valley, who's also undefeated in the conference. And Tuesday, April 21st at Lycoming is the regular season home finale. Hopefully the Mustangs will have a couple of Commonwealth Conference games in the playoffs at home after that point. Hood, on the other hand, is home home Saturday against Alvernia, then at Lycoming, back at home against Arcadia the following Saturday, finishing up their regular season Saturday, April 25th at Albright. Right now, unlikely that they would be making the Commonwealth semifinals or a trip back here against the Mustangs potentially. So those are the upcoming schedules. We take a look at the updated conference standing. Stevenson and Lebanon Valley now 3-0 each. Nobody else in action tonight in the middle. So Albright and Widener tied for third at 2-1. Messiah and Lycoming 1-1 tied for fifth. Arcadia is in seventh at 1-2. Hood and Alvernia tied for eighth and ninth. Actually, Alvernia's 0-3, Hood dropping to ninth at 0-4. Those are an updated look at our conference standings. And our final look at the out-of-town scoreboard, number 20, Wesleyan beat Trinity 13-7. RIT, number 2, could be number 1 now after their 15-10 win over number 19, Nazareth. Number 7, Amherst over Connecticut College 13-10. And the score we're tracking in the second half, Bates knocking off number 1 Tufts 12-8. Well, that's going to wrap things up here from Mustang Stadium. From all of us at SFMSports.net and SUTV, for MC McFadden, I'm Sid Zweigbaum. We thank you for joining us on this Tuesday night. We'll see you Friday night, 6:50 for the pregame, a 7 o'clock faceoff against York. Mustangs, final score tonight, Stevenson 20, Hood 2. Good night from Owings Mills.
This presentation of Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse has been brought to you by Stevenson University and powered by SFMSports.net. This broadcast was presented in part by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Mustang Stadium on Owings Mills Boulevard, Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and the Green Turtle. Don't forget to visit GoMustangSports.com, the official website of Stevenson University Athletics.